The Possibility Path for Business. Step 4, Part 2. This is your shortcut. Lions and Butterflies. Take a deep breath in, and when you let it out, relax your shoulders, your arms, all the way down your legs, all the way down your feet. Your feet getting very, 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 very heavy. Just relax and feel into the space that you are in and the place that you are in the here and the now. In our life and in our business, there are people who support us and there are people who stop us. There are people who can add beauty to our life, to our garden of life. And there are people who mess it up. You know instantly and may think of several people in your past, in your life, in your world, who do one or both of these things. In our business, we must have awareness. We must have systems, which come later in the possibility path for business. We must have processes. We must have ways to realize who is there to support you and who is there to stop you from growing, from progressing, from moving forward in your dream, in your business. When there are large companies, they have HR departments. They have whole entire departments to deal with this exact topic. There are IT departments whose whole job is to create systems that support the business. There are sales parts. There are marketing parts. There are all these different parts of a business. If you look at a large corporation and all the departments, they are there to support the business. They are there to reward the butterflies and to weed out or let go the lions who no longer fit into that business. The idea of rebranding, the idea of restructuring, all of these things are about who is going to grow with the business and support it, and who is not going to grow with the business and support it. However you feel about corporations, however you feel about all the restructuring or rebranding efforts or any of that, that is the basis, the simplest, easiest, smallest point. Who is there to support the business and who is there to stop it from growing? So during this shortcut, we're going to forget about the large corporations, unless you are one. We're going to forget about all the different departments and all the systems that have to be put into place. And we're going to start with the basics, the very simplest, the very basics of where you are now, with whom you surround yourself with now, not in the future, not in the past, but right now. Who do you have in your life? And it may surprise you the people who are there. It may surprise you the places that are there supporting you that you may never thought of before. Even a safe home or a car is part of those places that are butterflies that sometimes support us. And sometimes places where we work or other things are there stopping us from growing and starting a new business. So whatever comes to mind, just sit with it. Just feel into it. Just allow it, the thought to come. Allow the idea to come. Allow the insight to come as we do this shortcut. So take another big deep breath in and deep down into your heart space. And first we're going to go with the lions. Lions who are wild, lions who are hunters, such a good thing and such a majestic, beautiful thing in nature. But if you try to wall in a lion, if you try to box them in into what you want them to be, and they don't like it, they will tear down your walls. They will fight you. They will stop you for whatever reason. They have their own reasons we may never know. You may know, but they may not even know. But there are lions who need to be let go, who need to go out in the wild or need to find a different position, a different place, a different importance in your life. So take that breath into your heart space and just ask for one. You may already know who, or place, or person, or thing. Who, what, or where right now in your life is not a good fit? Is not fitting into this dream of your business? Who is irritating you? What is irritating you? What just isn't working right now? What is that annoying lion in your life right now growling as you attempt to grow your business? Deep into your heart space, ask and just listen. Just think of the whatever comes to mind, imagine it. What is the lion right now? Who is the lion right now that's just driving you nuts? And then as always, we take another deep breath and into our heart space and ask, what is it that you need to know about this lion and your business right now, right here? What is it this lion is trying to teach you? What is it this lion needs to be listened to? Maybe it needs to be moving to a different location. Maybe it needs to be letting that person out of your life or out of your business. Maybe it just means that you stop looking at that person for emotional support. What is it that this lion, that you need to know about this lion right now? Not 10 years from now, but right now. What do you need to know about this lion? Just allow the words to flow, the insights, the awareness. Breathe into it and allow the wisdom to come. And then third, what is one step, what is one thing that you can do when you're done with this shortcut, when you're done with this day, right now? What is one thing that you can do to address this lion situation? One thing. One thing to help yourself grow. One thing to face the lion. One thing to let the lion go. Whatever it is, whatever that action is, what is one thing you can do to address this lion? Sometimes the lion is our own fears, our own anxieties. Sometimes we're our own lion. So what is one thing that you can do to just address the lion in the room, in your business, in your garden of life? Just breathe with it down out of your head and into your heart space and allow it. Allow the insights to come. And if they don't come right now, they might come later. They might come in the middle of the night. Just pay attention. And now we move on to butterflies. Butterflies are interesting because sometimes butterflies cocoon, they hide, they grow later. Sometimes we don't know they're butterflies at all. We think they're lions. We let them go and they cocoon and they come back later and show up as butterflies. So go ahead and take another deep breath into your heart space and just ask right now, who, what, where, when, what is a butterfly in your life right now? Who is the butterfly that may surprise you, or who is just adding so much beauty? Who is growing with you? Who is supporting you? Who is your butterfly right now? And then secondly, what is it you can do to help support that butterfly as that butterfly supports you? Sometimes our customers are our butterflies, you know. Sometimes our employees, our staff, our partners. Sometimes our family. What is it that you can do to show thanks and to support the butterflies growing in your garden, in your world, in your life? Just one thing, right here, right now. It's always good to appreciate the butterflies in our life. We are not in this alone. You are not in this alone. There is a whole team and wonderful people, places, and things that are supporting you. These things will grow and change as you grow and change. But knowing how to appreciate the butterflies and how to let the lions go is a skill that will serve you well as you grow your business and move your dream and your creation out into the world. This is not a one and done process. This is something you can do for the rest of your life. Appreciate the people who support you. Let the ones who don't find their way out into the world. Love them, but let them go. Take another deep breath in and just slowly come back to this room with these insights, with these thoughts, with these feelings. Feel them all the way down, all the way down into your feet. Your feet getting very heavy. And just slowly, slowly, slowly come back to focus on this room, in your body, in this place, in this time. Begin to stretch out your body, stretch out your arms and your legs, wiggle your fingers and your toes. And when you are ready, and if you wish, you may write about, process, or record your experience. All my love, Miss Janine. ThePossibilityPath.com